Cape Talk. A world view from London.
And it comes from John Adderley. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning, John.
Oh, good morning, Pippa. Yeah, nice to talk to you.
Let's start with the meeting between Boris Johnson and Joe Biden. This happening, of course, on the eve of the G7 summit in Cornwall.
Yeah, that's right. World leaders have been turning up thick and fast here in the UK over the last few hours. And Joe Biden was here first. I think he was keen to get going. His first overseas trip and his first ever meeting with Boris Johnson. And we saw the pictures of the two leaders with their wives, the two couples looking out over the sea. Gorgeous Cornwall coastline there. One of the new aircraft carriers we were showing off. On the horizon, and you could hear Joe Biden saying, "It's gorgeous, I don't want to go home." And the two leaders had talks, and afterwards Boris Johnson said, "America's ambition to work together with the UK is a breath of fresh air." Don't know if that was a comment on Donald Trump's administration. He says there's loads we want to do together, from security to climate change. They've already agreed a task force to re-establish travel across the Atlantic, because you may remember the US banned most British people from entering at the start of the pandemic. And a new version of the Atlantic Charter they signed. It was originally signed back in 1941 by Winston Churchill and President Roosevelt. So it's all smiles, Pippa, at the moment. I think they've got some disagreements, things like Brexit and other issues, but of course on very, very important things like tackling the global pandemic, which I'm sure the world leaders will start talking about when they get going this evening. You know, there's lots that they can agree on and build relations on together with, of course, all the time having that lovely backdrop of the Cornwall coastline, which I think is shimmering with the lovely weather they've got at the moment.
Now, I bet the British Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, wishes he was sitting on a beach in Cornwall with shimmering water behind him. Instead, he's had an absolute grilling, and he has denied that he lied repeatedly to Boris Johnson about the coronavirus pandemic.
That's right. All those allegations we heard from the Prime Minister's former aide, Dominic Cummings. To a certain extent, Pippa, I think Matt Hancock wanted his chance to set the record straight, or at least to, you know, give his side of the story. And as you might expect, he rejected that series of allegations from Dominic Cummings, including claims that he repeatedly lied to the Prime Minister. Matt Hancock said he had no idea why Dominic Cummings had a dispute with him, and he defended a lot of the way that he handled the pandemic, including why it took so long to introduce the first national lockdown. He said if they'd gone earlier, it would have been against scientific advice, and actually he said it wasn't at all obvious that the public would accept the restrictions, although, of course, as we all know now, people were very ready to do that. I think also it did show that, you know, this was a government, perhaps understandably, often overwhelmed as the COVID crisis engulfed it last year, and he said there are lessons to be learnt about how to deal with any future pandemic.
Last but not least, John, a really tough year for any performing artist because of COVID restrictions and lockdowns, but now Elton John sounding the alarm over what the post-Brexit world is going to be like for artists, saying there is potentially a looming catastrophe if those rules prevent musicians from touring again.
Absolutely right. And I'm sure the pandemic obviously doesn't help either, because international travel is very difficult. But yeah, this is sort of an argument that's been going for a while now about the post-Brexit restrictions, because we had, of course, free trade movement and free movement of people and free movement of musicians when we were in Brexit. Now there's a whole load of rules, which means you've got to have a visa, and it's all very difficult and expensive. And Sir Elton John is saying a generation of talent could be lost because musicians just can't get on the road. They can't go abroad. It's too expensive. He was giving a statement to MPs who are looking into this, and he said the gravest of situations is about the damage to the next generation of musicians and emerging artists whose careers will stall before they've even started. And then there was another guy who's a music agent and promoter. He talked to the MPs as well and said there's a real danger that British orchestras may have to stop touring internationally because of restrictions on where lorries can go. It's all very complicated. Sir Elton John says, come on, stop blaming each other, get it sorted, and let's get on the road again, presumably after the pandemic, because it would be awful to think we're going to be denied musical talent in the future.
Especially after all that the musicians have done to help shore up spirits in the midst of lockdowns. John Adderley, thank you so much for the update from the UK. That's a very, very dire warning from Sir Elton John about the future of the music industry, already, of course, on its knees because of the impact of the pandemic.